Ko Taku Hoa nai nei, ko Nona Peltier, who's live in the studio to talk about business. And this is a really interesting developing story, Nona. James Hardy has settled their weather tightness case, right? So this was a massive, massive court case. What do we know so far?
Well, it started in May. The case started May 17th. They were about halfway through, and then suddenly, quite by surprise, the case has been settled. James Hardy hadn't even really got through their opening remarks. Afterwards, they said, that's it. The case is over. And the company that funded the class action, so it was basically 1,000 homeowners involving 326 properties. This was one case. There's two others as well that are still outstanding. Basically, the company that funded, it was a litigation funder, has agreed to pay James Hardy $1.25 million for the trouble. So that suggests that it's certainly James Hardy has said that that's the end of the matter as far as they're concerned, that all claims have now been settled in relation to this particular case and that there's nothing left outstanding to do. Now, I'm sure that's very disappointing to the folks that brought that action, and it will be a big surprise, no doubt, but that's how it is. And so now they're looking ahead to a court case which will begin in May 2023 is when it's set down. So that's another
May case. 2023.
Yeah. And there's another one.
Another one coming down the pipeline as well.
Yeah, so there's a couple there. I'm not an expert on their litigation
timetable, but there's a bit of it.
But there's stuff going on there. So we haven't actually heard the end of it, but this is an indication of where things are going for sure.
Let's talk about the buy now, pay later sector. It may be becoming a victim of its own success. What
is
that?
Remember we heard yesterday that the founder of Twitter, one of the co-founders who owns a company called Square, made a $126 Australian dollar offer per share for Afterpay, which a lot of people will have heard of. There's a lot of different companies doing the exact same thing, and they have been getting the attention of regulators. So there's a suggestion that there are that space has become so crowded now, and of course the interest that it's generated means that there's probably going to be a closer look sooner than later on how these organizations operate. So it's kind of a nice thing. You can buy now and pay later, but if you don't pay, the fees, the late payment fees, can be quite steep, you know, like $50 on a $100 purchase, that kind of thing. And when you compare that with a credit card for the same sort of value, you're looking at like $3. So is it really something that people should be just embarking on without some protections? And there don't seem to be a lot in place. That's likely to change before long.
Shall we, dive into the markets with a little more elegance than maybe the Canadian Olympian?
Well, hey, it's one way to make a splash, isn't it? Just walk on in. Just never mind, you know.
If you haven't seen it, check out the video online. But anyway, Nona,
right.
To the markets.
Yes, that's right. I'm paying attention. I'm just telling you. I'm just paying attention. I'm ready for you, Lisa. Okay, well, anyway, look, the Delta variant is causing a lot of concern. Back to something more serious here. And there's a lot of concern about infrastructure spending and so forth, and that's affecting the markets. So we fell just 2 points, which is pretty good because Asia is actually quite red today, to 12,701. That's our top 50 index, so that's pretty good, really. The New Zealand dollar was boosted in late trading along with the Australian dollar. So we're trading at 70.1 US cents. And you might ask why, and that's because the Reserve Bank of Australia has left their official cash rate unchanged, which was expected, but unexpectedly has decided to continue tapering its bond buying program, even though the Delta variant is causing trouble there. So who knows? Anyways, the Australian dollar, Kiwi trading 94.7. So that's a bit stronger against the Australian anyway. And 50.4 pence. Did I cover off everything?
You did.
Do you want to know a little bit more about diving? No? Okay, we're good.
We'll save that for next time. Nona Peltier with business news and, a bit of Olympic commentary too.